You've had the best, now try what's left. Schlit-faced beer. Our beer doesn't even claim to taste good, however, if you are strapped for cash, and you need a beer or two that you can afford while still wanting to get so fucked up that bad decisions are a given. Then pick up a can or two of Schlit-faced. At 47.3% alcohol, it's guaranteed to fuck you up. It might taste really funky, but who really drinks beer for the taste anyway? You drink it to get wrecked. When you say Schlit-faced, that pretty much says it all. Schlit-faced warns, with this high level of alcohol, do not consume more than 2 in a 60-minute time frame. Drinking Schlit-faced may result in blindness, erectile dysfunction, and possible anal leakage.
Due to the extreme nature of this program, listener discretion is advised. The subject matters may include topics of substance usage, sex, historical events that may be sensitive to some listeners, and foul language. Things discussed may not be considered politically correct in this overly sensitive environment. They may not be appropriate for listeners under the age of 13. As well as some listeners may find things offensive no matter the age, again, listener discretion is advised.
Greetings and salutations, and welcome to the third season of GXO Generation Extraordinary, the podcast nobody asked for, talking about things that are relatable to Generation X, historical events, TV, movies, and music. And if you're lucky, this old fart might just regale you with a story or two. I'm Robert Popp, your host, coming to you from beautiful Podunk, Nebraska.
This portion of the show is brought to you by beer. Beer, helping people get laid for hundreds of years.
These pure waters are special. Something goes in there, comes out different. Good different? Oh, sure. Things don't always turn out the way you expect. But who's complaining? Because this water just makes things different. Schlit-faced beer from the waters of Flint, Michigan. Next time you order a pint, you'll find you taste something different. That isn't in the recipe. It doesn't come from the hops or the two-row malted barley. We like to call it character. It's hard to define, but easy to recognize. You find it in great men and great beers. Schlit-faced beer from the finest waters of Flint.
The views and opinions expressed are just that, Rob's views and opinions. He is not always politically correct, and they may not match up with your own opinions. It is not his intentions to offend anyone. Hopefully you find the shows entertaining and informative as well. Please note, Rob is not a professional historian, but he has done a lot of research for this show. With that being said, mistakes happen, but he will do his best to minimize those. Keep in mind, Rob is just some nut with a microphone.
Greetings and salutations, and welcome to this episode of Generation Extraordinary, the podcast nobody asked for. This week, I'm going to be talking about another assassination. This time, I'm going to be talking about the assassination of Tupac Shakur, which happened in 1991. I promise, this whole month is not going to be assassinations. Promise. So, as always, we're going to go through our history lesson, go through our headlines, and so on and so forth, what was going on in 1991. So, world leaders at the time, King George I, he was president. John Major in the United Kingdom, he was prime minister. Mikhail Gorbachev, he was general secretary of the USSR. And then Boris Yeltsin came in as president of Russia. Top headlines for that year, world news. Saddam Hussein prepared his troops for what he says will be a long, violent war against the U.S. United States Congress gives King George I the authority to wage war against Iraq. UN's deadline for Iraq to withdraw from Kuwait that came and went, and they didn't. Iraq fired 8 Scud missiles on Israel during that period. Operation Desert Storm begins with U.S.-led coalition forces bombing Iraq during the Gulf War. Kuwaiti oil facilities are destroyed by Iraqi forces because, you know, if I can't have it, you can't either. Ugh. Yeah, fucking hot. Saddam Hussein. The Gulf War, Battle of 73 Easting, coalition forces win a decisive victory over Iraq in a tank battle involving 500 to 700 combined vehicles. Kuwaiti resistance leaders declare that they have control of their capital. The Gulf War, after Saddam Hussein said it would be a long, violent war, ended after Iraq accept a ceasefire following their retreat from Kuwait, all within 45 days. I got to give it to King George I. He didn't pull any punches. He went in there, took care of fucking business like Dickhead Johnson should have in Vietnam. So, I got to give it. Even though I'm not a big fan of King George, that is one thing I'll give it to him. Football fans of the Kaiser Chiefs and Orlando Pirates clash in Orkney, South Africa, leading to a riot and 42 deaths in the Oppenheimer Stadium disaster. Provisional Irish Republican Army launches a mortar attack on 10 Downing Street during a cabinet meeting in an attempt to assassinate Prime Minister John Major and injured 4 people. 42 people die in a train collision in Japan. Boris Yeltsin wins Russia's first presidential election with 57% of the vote. He also came to the United States. He also outlawed the Communist Party. He also took control of the Kremlin. I got to give it there to Boris. And that's the thing. You know, you don't hear enough people by the name of Boris. I mean, you just don't. 6 people are killed and 18 injured when gunmen open fire on a crowded commuter train in Soweto, South Africa. United States troops leave northern Iraq 6 months after the war. They're like, hey, we already kicked your ass. I'm out. For those of you who remember this correctly, and I'm sorry for those of you who do not because of the effect named after this man, Nelson Mandela is chosen as president of African National Congress. The Soviet Union formally dissolved as 11 of the 12 republics sign a treaty forming the Commonwealth of the Independent States. And Mikhail Gorbachev, he formally resigned as president and leader of the USSR in a televised speech. Here in the United States, Michigan court bars Dr. Jack Kevorkian from assisting in suicides. See, I got to tell you, we are humane with our animals. If their quality of life is circling around the bowl and headed down the hole, we have the opportunity, whether you want to take it or not, to end their lives. And I'm kind of on board that, you know what, if I'm a fucking vegetable, I'm really okay with assisted suicide. In Los Angeles, police severely beat a motorist by the name of Rodney King. The beating was famously captured on amateur videotape and later leads to riots when the police officers are acquitted. United Airlines 737 crashed near Colorado Springs, killed 25. American high school teacher Pamela Smart found guilty in New Hampshire for manipulating her student lover to kill her husband. Fucking Pam Smart. She wasn't so smart. Railroad workers go on strike here in the United States. Jeffrey Dahmer confessed to killing 17 men. 14 die in a Continental Express commuter plane crash near Houston. United States President Bush decides to end full-time B-52 bomber alerts, part of the Cold War defense against Russian nuclear attacks. Oh, fucking Anita Hill. Anita Hill accused Supreme Court nominee Clarence Thomas of making sexual inappropriate comments to her. I remember seeing part of this, and that she said that he offered her like a slice of pizza or something like that, but he reached down and grabbed pubes and sprinkled them over. Now, that's just fucking nasty. You know, first off, the biggest crime that happened there, in my opinion, is he defaced pizza. Secondly, have you ever seen Anita Hill? I think she's reaching at straws because, goddamn, that's an ugly woman. You don't have to worry about me sexually assaulting her, sexually harassing her. George Joe Hennert, 35, kills 23 and himself while wounding 20 others in Texas. Dr. Jack Kevorkian's suicide machine assists two women to commit suicide. That year, the first TV condom ad aired. Condoms are then handed out to thousands of New York high school students. General Motors announced a 9-month loss of $2.2 billion and that they were going to be closing 21 plants because of that. And honestly, that was the demise of Detroit. In sports, and we talked about Wayne Gretzky last week. We are going to talk about him again this week, 10 years later. Wayne Gretzky becomes the fastest and youngest player in NHL history to score 700 goals. Baseball officially bans Pete Rose, the late Pete Rose, who we just recently lost, and I think this is horse shit. He didn't bet on his own fucking teams. He was betting on other teams. And I swear to God, they just had it. They had a hard-on for him. Baseball officials ban Pete Rose from being elected to the Hall of Fame for betting on baseball. Not just a lifetime ban, a forever ban. Kansas City Royals announced they are putting Bo Jackson on waivers. God, I remember Bo. Bo knows. He was doing the Royals, and then he went over to do a one-year contract with the White Sox. Whatever happened to him? He's just, like, gone. Texas Rangers starter pitcher Nolan Ryan. God, I remember watching him. He was one of the greatest. He pitched a record 7th no-hitter, beating Toronto 3-0. At 44, Ryan is the oldest player to ever throw a no-hitter. Cal Ripken, he played his 1,500th consecutive game. Philadelphia 76er retire Wilt Chamberlain's number 13 jersey. Chicago Bull Michael Jordan is named NBA's MVP. Magic Johnson announced he had HIV and retired from the Los Angeles Lakers. The Miami Dolphins coach Don Shula records his 300th career NFL victory. And boxer Hector Camacho was arrested for driving while getting oral sex. Well, Macho Camacho, good for you. Getting a little knob job. You just got to be a little more careful on the highway. Plus the fact, if she's got your in her mouth, and if you hit a pothole like we have around here in Nebraska, fuck, she's going to bite that sucker right off. Unless she's got gaps in her teeth and then it just, never mind. In weather, Afghanistan and Pakistan are hit by an earthquake, and 1,200 die. Cyclone strikes the Chittagong district of Bangladesh. I like that name, Chittagong. Chittagong district. Killing, God, this is a large number, 139,000 people and leaving 10 million homeless. Earthquake in Georgia killed 100. Underwater volcano, Mount Didicus, erupts in the Philippines. Didicus, that's a name to have some fun with. Didicus. 6.0 earthquake hits Southern California. Hurricane Bob hits the U.S. with 115 miles per hour winds. And a dust storm in California's San Joaquin Valley results in massive vehicle accidents on Interstate I-5 involving 93 cars and 11 trucks. 17 people die and 150 are injured. That's sad. In entertainment, the hardest working man in showbiz, singer James Brown, was paroled and released from prison after serving 2 years of a 6-year sentence for weapon and drug-related convictions. Danny Bonaducci of the Partridge Family, he was the little redhead, he attacked a transvestite prostitute in Phoenix, Arizona. Dude, Danny, here's the thing. Always look for the Adam's apple. And watch The Walk. I mean, yeah, a lot of times it's unmistakable. But look for the Adam's apple, man. Former child star Adam Rich, who passed away early last year, was arrested for breaking into a pharmacy. He was charged with burglary and then arrested for stealing hypodermics. Dana Plato of Different Strokes received a 6-year suspended sentence for robbing a video store. Michael Landon, everybody's favorite TV dad and cowboy, announced he had inoperable cancer of the pancreas. Yeah, you know, pancreatic cancer is just one of those things you don't come back from. Very rare. Actor Paul Reubens, Pee-wee Herman, we covered him one of the 2 seasons after he passed away. He was arrested for jerking off at a adult movie theater in Sarasota, Florida. He was exposing himself, getting ready to jerk off. You know, I guess there's a lot worse things. You know, I mean, first off, it's in an adult theater. You know, it's not like he's sitting in a McDonald's parking lot. Just my 2 cents. Actress Hedy Lamarr, that's Hedley, aged 76, is arrested for shoplifting in Florida. And if you've ever seen Blazing Saddles, you're going to know exactly what I meant by that. Funk singer Rick James, I'm Rick James, bitch, is arrested on charges of sexual assault and torture. I could see that. Actor Gary Oldman is arrested for drunk driving. Rock guitar hero Carlos Santana pled no contest to marijuana possession in Houston, Texas. Singer-keyboardist Billy Preston is charged with exhibiting pornography to a minor. See, now throw the motherfucking book at this dude. Just, oh my God. I have zero fucking tolerance for pedos. Yeah. Blue Man Group performed its first concert in New York City. That's kind of wild. In weird and wacky headlines. I got to come up with a theme for that. I don't know, like Looney Tunes or some shit like that that leads me into this. Salsa sales surpassed, that is tough to say, by the way. Thank God I haven't been drinking. Salsa sales surpassed ketchup sales for the first time in 1991. On the crime beat, the Father's Day bank massacre with a bank robbery and shooting that took place on Sunday. Where the fuck do you find a bank that's open on Sunday? June 16th, 1991, at the United Bank Tower, now the Wells Fargo Center in Denver, Colorado, the perpetrator killed four unarmed bank guards, unarmed, and held up six tellers in the bank's cash vault. An estimated $200,000 was stolen from the bank. Nearly 3 weeks later, on July 4th, authorities arrest retired police officer James W. King for the crime. Wow. After days of deliberation, the jury acquitted King. None of the money that was stolen was ever found. The crime remains unsolved and is considered a cold case. Notable deaths that year. We lost Freddie Mercury, 45, musical genius. He confirmed that he had AIDS the day before he died. We did lose Michael Landon that year, as we mentioned, from pancreatic cancer. Ken Curtis played Festus on Gunsmoke. He passed away. Fred McMurray of My Three Sons and numerous Disney movies. Not a big fan. He passed away. Nancy Culp of the Beverly Hillbillies, she passed away. Red Fox, man, he was a dirty motherfucker. That's all there was to it. God dang. I mean, you wonder where Pryor and Murphy got their shit. Holy crap. But Red Fox passed away. And at the other end of the spectrum, Danny Thomas passed away. Burt Convy, you know, when I saw this and it said actor, aside from being on Cannonball Run, I don't remember him and numerous guest spots like on Fantasy Island and Love Boat and that type of shit. I could not find anything other than his game show shit that he was doing. My man, Gene Roddenberry, and this year we are going to be having our rundown of Star Trek, and the creator Gene Roddenberry passed away that year. Dr. Seuss, he was no more. Tennessee Ernie Ford, he passed away. Dottie West, she was an amazing voice of country music. Miles Davis and mass murderer Richard Speck, they all died. In the Music Store, top five songs on the U.S. pop chart. Ugh, God, first one. No, it's not Mariah Carey, but it's damn close. Everything I do for you by Bryan Adams. God, I'd rather, you know, any time a Bryan Adams song, all I'd have to do is have two people, one over on the left side, one over on the right, listening to a Bryan Adams song and a Mariah Carey song. I'm grabbing a screwdriver, and I'm going to jam it in my ear, and I'm going to pop it until I hear this crunching noise, so I never have to listen to their shit ever again. God, I just hate it. I Want to Sex You Up by Color Me Bad. Rush Rush by Paula Abdul. Gonna Make You Sweat, Everybody Dance Now by C+C Music Factory. And I Like the Way, The Kissing Game by High Five. Top five songs on the U.S. R&B chart. I Love Your Smile by Shanice. I like that song. Black or White by Michael Jackson. Like that song. Finally, by C.C. Pennington. Like that song. Comfort Zone by Vanessa Williams and The Rush by Luther Vandross. Gotta love Luther. Top five songs on the country chart. Anymore by Travis Tritt. Love Me by Colin Ray. Mama, Don't Forget to Pray for Me by Diamond Rio. My Next Broken Heart by Brooks and Dunn. And Shameless by Garth Brooks. I can honestly say I like all five of those songs. Top one hit wonders for that year. Get Here by Olita Adams. Like that song. Good Vibration by Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. I will pass on that. I Touch Myself by the Divinyls. One More Try by Timmy T. And Rico Suave by Gerardo. Every time I heard that after Weird Al did it, it was Taco Grande. In a movie theater, we had these to choose from. 101 Dalmatians, the live version. An American Tale, that was with Feifel, Backdraft. Beauty and the Beast. Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, loved that. Boys in the Hood, God, that was a great movie. It still holds up after all these years. Still amazing. Bugsy, that one wasn't even great when it came out. Cape Fear, City Slickers, there's another one that's held on. Curly Sue, Doc Hollywood with Michael J. Fox. Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. Drop Dead Fred, God, I hated that movie. Dutch, Dying Young. Love Jim Varney, Ernest Scared Stupid. And the little guy that he used to have as, like, the guard or whatever. I can't think of the actor's name. But anyway, he just recently passed away within the last couple of months. Father of the Bride, Freddy's Dead. No, he isn't. Fried Green Tomatoes, not just a movie, also a fantastic dish, and yes, I make them, and also a fantastic movie. He Said, She Said, Hook, that had Robin Williams in it, Hot Shots, Hudson Hawk, JFK, that's an investment for a movie, and that was a Kevin Costner, Jungle Fever, King Ralph, Life Stinks, that was a Mel Brooks movie, Little Man Tate, Mobsters, My Girl, New Jack City, Not Without My Daughter, Nothing But Trouble, Oscar. I love the movie Oscar. Stallone in a comedy role? Fuck yeah. Point Break, Pure Luck, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, Sleeping with the Enemy, Switch, The Addams Family, The Doors. I do have to tell you this little story. So The Doors came out, and this is in 91. Fast forward a couple of years, my first wife is pregnant with our first son. And the night that that she went into labor, I said, hey, they just released The Doors on, I don't know, it was HBO, Cinemax, whatever the fuck it was. And I said, do you feel like you're going to go into labor? She says, no, I'm just tired. Okay, so she went to bed. I stayed up until 1 o'clock watching The Doors, came to bed, fell asleep. By 1:20, I was zonked, and she woke me up. She says, Rob, my water broke. And I'm going to tell you what, I was like that TV dad that was rushing all around. I was like, oh, fuck, what do we do? What do we do? So, Silence of the Lambs, I do believe that I covered something in that on my Mandela Effect, because they swear up and down that that he doesn't say hello, Clarice. Yeah. Thelma and Louise, Toy Soldiers, True Colors, V.I. Warshawski. What About Bob? That had Bill Murray in it, and Where Angels Fear to Tread. On TV, Back to the Future, that was a cartoon series, Breakfast with the Arts, Candid Camera took its self out of retirement, The Carol Burnett Show, the 91 version, The Chuck Woolery Show, and we just lost Chuck Woolery here not too long ago, too. Clarissa Explains It All, and I still use that theme song for my daughter's ringtone. The Commish, Dark Justice. From our Disney Afternoon episode, Darkwing Duck. Davis Rules, God, I hated fucking dinosaurs. Not the mama. Ugh. Doug, Driscoll's Class, Dynasty the Reunion. Oh, the fuck, they were just trying to milk that for everything it had. Erie, Indiana. The FBI Untold Stories, Harry and the Hendersons TV show, Herman's Head, Home Improvement debuted that year with Tim Allen, All Fly Away, and of course we had our talk shows. The Jerry Springer Show debuted that year. The Jenny Jones Show debuted that year. Land of the Lost tried to come back in 91 from the 70s. Liquid television, that was on MTV, and that was just weird. Because you'd be like watching all of a sudden, you know, it'd just give you, you know, these little random facts about the video that you really didn't care about. Maury, he debuted the Montel Williams Show. The new WKRP in Cincinnati, I don't remember that. Pros and cons, Pyramid, the Ren and Stimpy Show, loved Ren and Stimpy, hated the Rugrats. They also started that year. Salute Your Shorts. I think that was a Nickelodeon thing. Shop Till You Drop. Silk Stockings. Statler Brothers Show. Step by Step. That was a decent show. That had Suzanne Summers in it. And Patrick Duffy. Street Justice. Super Mario World TV show. Tasmania. With our favorite Tasmanian devil. The Torkelsons, I don't remember that. And, by the way, this is probably one of the greatest theme songs ever, and I know I've talked about this before. Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? And, of course, we have today's topic of the unfortunate demise of Tupac Shakur. So stick around after a few words from some of my fake sponsors.
This portion of the show is brought to you by GXO Tour and Travel. Booking trips to places that aren't as bad as what you heard.
When you think of St. Louis, baseball, beer, the Archway, the blues, and good food all come to mind. But there is a lot more in this city. There's a feeling in the air of watching out for your fellow human, a feeling of someone always watching your back. It's hard to describe, a bond, if you will, a special bond that comes from being mugged that connects us all. If you're not from here, that's okay. All are welcome. Here's one more tip. Be sure and download the Crime Map app so you don't accidentally wander into a bad part of town. St. Louis, where the overall crime rates are lower than in 2020, except for vehicle thefts. That's higher, so lock your car. To book your trip to St. Louis, contact Stacy Recht or Jenny Talia, part of our expert team at GXO Tour and Travel.
Any claims of time travel are purely fictitious and are only meant for entertainment purposes. And honestly, if you believe Rob can travel through time, I only have one question for you. What the hell is wrong with you?
Okay, welcome back from that break. As I said, today we're going to be talking about the untimely demise of Tupac Amour Shakur, born Lassane Parrish Crooks, June 16th, 1971. He was also known by two different stage names, Tupac, which of course we're all familiar with, and Machiavelli, an actor and a rapper. Academics regard him as one of the most influential music artists and is regarded as one of the greatest and most influential rappers of all time, as well as being among the best-selling music artists, having sold more than 75 million records worldwide. In addition to his music career, Tupac also wrote poetry, which I'm not sure you knew that, but, you know, I guess that's kind of par for the course with a lot of the singer-songwriters. And he starred in movies. His lyrical content has been noted for addressing social injustice, political issues, and the marginalization of other African Americans. He was also synonymous with gangsta, should never say that again, rap, and violent lyrics. He was born in New York to parents who were both political activists and Black Panther members. Raised by his mom, Afeni Shakur, he relocated to Baltimore in 1984to the San Francisco Bay Area in 1988 with the release of his debut album, Tupacalypse. In 1991, he became a central figure in the West Coast hip-hop and his conscious rap and political rap lyrics. Tupac achieved further critical and commercial multi-platinum success with his following album, Strictly For My... And I'm going to spell this because I hate saying this word. Niggaz in 1993 and Me Against the World in 1995. his Diamond Certified album, All Eyes, spelled with a Z, on Me in 1996. The first double-length album in hip-hop history.
Abandoned his
introspective lyrics for violent gangster rap. In addition to his music career, Tupac also starred in roles in Juice in 1992, Poetic Justice, 93, Above the Rim, 94, Bullet, 96, Gridlocked, 97, Gang Related in 97 as well. And some of Tupac's most notable songs include California Love, Changes, Dear Mama, Hail Mary, Keep Your Head Up, Hit 'Em Up, Ambitions as a Rider. God. I'm just appalled at the English language being butchered right there. All Eyes on Me, Ghetto Gospel, Do for Love, So Many Tears to Die and Live in L.A., How Do You Want It? Two of America's, spelled with a Z, Most Wanted, Brenda's Got a Baby, and I Get Around. Along with his solo career, Tupac was also part of the group Thug Life and collaborated with artists like Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, and Outlaws. During the latter part of his career, Tupac was shot 5 times in the lobby of a New York recording studio and experienced legal troubles, including incarceration. He served 8 months in prison on sexual abuse charges, but was released pending an appeal of his conviction in 1995. Following his release, he signed to Suge Knight's label Death Row Records and became heavily involved in the growing East Coast-West Coast hip-hop rivalry. On September 7, 1996, Tupac was shot 4 times by an unidentified assailant in a drive-by shooting in Las Vegas. He died 6 days later. Following his murder, Biggie was first considered a suspect due to their public feud. He was also murdered in another drive-by shooting 6 months later in March of 97 while visiting Los Angeles. On September 22, 1996, a peace summit was convened at Mosque Miriam by Louis Farrakhan in response to his assassination. And by the way, I will be covering Biggie in an upcoming show. Shakur's double-length posthumous album, Greatest Hits, 1998, is one of his 2 releases and one of only 9 hip-hop albums to ever be certified diamond in the United States. 5 more albums have been released since Tupac's death, including the critically acclaimed posthumous album, The Don Killamonte, The 7-Day Theory, 1996, under the stage name Machiavelli, all which have been certified multi-platinum in the United States. In 2002, Tupac was inducted into the Hip Hop Hall of Fame. In 2017, he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Then that was his first year of eligibility. Rolling Stone ranked him among the top 100 artists, greatest artists of all time. And in 2023, he was awarded a posthumous star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. His influence in music, activism, songwriting, and other areas of culture have been the subject of academic studies. I'll take a little closer look at the night that he was shot and killed. So, as I said, he was in Las Vegas to attend the Bruce Seldon versus Mike Tyson boxing match with Suge Knight at the MGM Grand. Afterwards, in the lobby, one of Knight's associates spotted Orlando, quote, Baby Lane Anderson, a Southside Compton Crip, and told Shakur that they had tried to rob them earlier that year. The hotel surveillance footage shows the ensuing assault on Anderson. Shakur soon stopped by his hotel room and then headed with Suge to his Death Row nightclub, Club 662, in a black BMW 750IL sedan, part of a larger convoy. About 11 p.m. on the Las Vegas Boulevard, a bicycle-mounted police car stopped the car for its loud music and lack of license plates. The plates were then found in the trunk, and the car was released without a ticket. About 11:15 p.m. at a stoplight, a white four-door, late-model Cadillac sedan pulled up to the passenger side, and an occupant rapidly fired into the car. Tupac was struck four times, once in the arm, once in the thigh, and twice in the chest, with one bullet entering his right lung. Shards hit Suge Knight's head. Frank Alexander, Tupac's bodyguard, was not in the car at the time. He would later say that he had been tasked to drive the car of Tupac's girlfriend, Chidada Jones. I don't know if you guys can hear that or not. It's kind of appropriate. Sirens going off while I'm talking about Tupac. Tupac was then taken to University Medical Center in Southern Nevada, where he was heavily sedated and put on life support. In the intensive care unit on the afternoon of September 13th, Tupac died from internal bleeding. He was pronounced dead at 4:03. The official causes of death are respiratory failure, cardiopulmonary arrest associated with multiple gunshot wounds. The next day, Tupac's body was cremated. In 2002, an investigative journalist, Chuck Phillips, after a year of work, reported in the Los Angeles Times that Anderson, a Southside Compton Crip, having been attacked by Suge and Tupac's entourage at the MGM after the boxing match, had fired the fatal gunshots, but that the Las Vegas police had interviewed him only once briefly before his death in an unrelated shooting. Phillips' 2002 article also alleges the involvement of Christopher Notorious Big, or Biggie Wallace, and several within the New York City's criminal underworld. Both Anderson and Wallace denied involvement, while Wallace offered a confirmed alibi. Music journalist John Leland in the New York Times called the evidence, quote, inconclusive. In 2011, via the Freedom of Information Act, the FBI released documents to its investigation, which described an extortion scheme by the Jewish Defense League, classified as a right-wing terrorist group, that the FBI included making death threats against Tupac and other rappers, but did not indicate a direct connection to the murder. On July 18, 2023, the Las Vegas Police Department executed a search warrant in connection with Tupac's murder. On September 29, 2023, AP, the Associated Press, reported that the Las Vegas Police Department had arrested a suspect in Tupac's murder, Dwayne Keith D. Davis. Police had 2 months previously served a search warrant at his wife's home in the Las Vegas suburb of Henderson. Davis pleaded not guilty on November 2, 2023 in Vegas. November 7, 2023, Judge Carly Kearney for the Clark County District Court scheduled for Davis's trial to begin on June 3, 2024. On January 9, 2024, during a court status check, Davis was granted a $750,000 bail and allowed house arrest. Second check was held on February 20, 2024, during which it was agreed that Davis's trial would be delayed until November same year. Despite being granted bail and house arrest, Davis remains incarcerated at the Clark County Detention Center at the time of this broadcast. During the grand jury hearing, a Southside Compton Crips gang affiliate testified that it was DeAndre Smith who was the shooter and not Orlando Anderson, he stated. When Davis passed the firearm to Orlando, Orlando did not have a clear shot. Big Dre is 6'6". At this time, he's 370, 400 pounds. He's big. And you're not going to be able to lean over a big guy like that and get, I mean, my time of knowing things doing. You're not going to be able to reach over that because shells would be popping all in Big Dre's face and kind of stuff. He can't bend down or anything. He's too big. Well, that's, wow, there's a lot there. Yeah. In October 2024, reports surfaced that the family of Tupac had hired an investigator to see if the murder could be linked to Sean Diddy Combs, that's right, the founder of Bad Boy Records. Meanwhile, an individual lawsuit alleged that Diddy raped a girl in 2018 with a remote control after she had made a comment suggesting that he was involved in the murder of Tupac, which, honestly, I could believe that he was behind that. And I'm going to go even farther to say, I firmly believe that he could be behind Biggie's death, too. I'm going to keep an eye on that and see if any new information pops up, and I will try to update you. I wish I had a sewn-up conclusion on who the shooter was, what the actual motive was, but I don't. So, again, like I said, I'm going to keep an eye on that, and yeah, maybe by the time I do Biggie's, maybe I'll have an update. Anyway, hey, I want to thank you guys for joining me on this episode of GXO, Generation Extraordinary, the podcast nobody asked for. And you have yourself a great week. And, yeah, to quote, I don't know why all of a sudden I got Casey Kasem's voice in my head. You know, keep your feet planted on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
This has been Generation Extraordinary. The views and opinions are Rob's and Rob's alone. Any claims of time travel are purely fictional. The music and audio clips are not Rob's or GXO's, and in most cases were downloaded through his paid YouTube subscription and are only used for entertainment purposes. GXO is a production of Pulpy Enterprises. Its host, creator, producer, and editor is Robert Pop. Co-producer is Harley Quinn. If you are a fan of the show, please show your support by going on to Spotify and follow us, like and share. It seems like such a small thing to do, but it really does help. For more information, support, suggestions, or to contact us, go to the website www.genxord.com. Thanks for listening.